Good morning. Sure is good to see each and every one of you here this morning. Thankful for our song service this morning. So thankful that everybody was just able to come out and that we're gathered here together once again. I'll just touch briefly. Dad mentioned the praise report that Carly and I got engaged this week. So like I say, every time I get up here, I come up here with a unique perspective. It seems to be different every time. Different experiences, different things lead to the way that the Lord is working in me and the things in my life and the things that I'm experiencing to give me a word to preach. And hopefully at the end I'll be able to touch on that some more. But just so thankful that everybody's here this morning. Pray for me. I ask that you keep me in your prayers. Continue to pray throughout the service. Pray for one another. Pray for me. May the Lord give me a word to speak. We trust that He has blessed me through the studies that He has been in the matter. Now continue to pray that He will be with us this morning. Last week, Brother Matt spoke on humility and meekness, and hopefully those things remained on our mind. And it's amazing the way that the Lord works with these things, because He and I had not spoken, but these were the things that were on my mind, knowing that today was drawing near. And the things that I've been thinking about, the things that have been on my heart, really convicted me. And which that's often hard to do, is to get up here and speak on something that has convicted your own heart, something that has shown up in your life where you see that you've fallen short. But the Lord convicted me, and it was amazing the way that, you know, that sermon, He came about to preach it last Sunday, and the things that I was thinking on for today worked together. And so I just wanted to start out this morning with a question. And it was, why do we so often struggle when things are good? Why is it that our spiritual life seems to wane as the earthly things in our lives seem to improve? You know, and that really, it really burdened me, it really convicted me, because, you know, I've been so blessed, and things in my life that the Lord's doing, the way that He was started to provide for me financially with new opportunities, and the way that, you know, He's put someone in my life that's so amazing, and I knew that, you know, this day was coming, that we would soon be engaged, and how everything is working together, and these paths work, and how I'm in my senior year of school, and things are starting to get easier, and it's starting to get towards the end, and I'm having these opportunities, and everything is going according to plan. Everything seems to be going so well. But why is it that spiritually I start to dwindle some? I start to backslide. It starts to become easy. I start to let my foot off that accelerator, so to speak, to where I stop pushing and I start to coast more. Right? Because I'm not having to climb those mountains, because things seem easier, I feel like spiritually I can let off the gas a little bit and I can begin to coast. And I can begin to become complacent. And I stop doing some of the things that are good practice that, you know, lead to me growing spiritually and renewing my mind. And like we often say, by outward appearance, everything looks the same. But inwardly, when things seem to get easier, we start to let off the gas a little bit. We start, you know, getting a little puffed up. Things are a little too easy. We don't have to look to who our source of strength is so often. So my question is, why do we so often struggle when things are good? And it also raised the question for me, could that be a trend that's happening with our country? Have things gotten so easy? Have things gotten so convenient? Has less and less struggle became a cultural trend to where Christians have let off the gas so much that we're almost coasting to a stop at this point? But keep that question in mind. Why do we so often struggle when things are good? And also, Why does success so often hurt us? Why does success so often hurt us as individuals, spiritually? So this morning, if you would, turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9. I wanted to, if we could, to look at... I wanted to answer these questions first and then kind of come around to see where we got to these answers. So the main passage that was on my mind, the main passage that I want to share is in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I believe that is a quick answer to those questions. Wise men glorying in their wisdom. Rich man glorying in their riches. So often we tend to find our identities and we tend to make these things in our lives, whether it be wealth or knowledge or fame or whatever it may be, these things that bring us glory on earth, well, they become what we glory in. And we start to go from our identity as Christians and find our identity in things other, these worldly things, these possessions, these attributes, these things that we have, these temporal things that will waste away. So that seems to be the answer to the questions of why do we struggle when things are good? Why do we struggle with success? Why do we struggle when things become easy? Why do we let off? Why do we struggle spiritually? These blessings in our lives. Have you been blessed this morning? Amen. Many of us. I mean, the fact that we live in this country, we've been blessed this morning. The fact that we're able to come in here and sit together, we've been blessed. We can't begin to fathom the amount of blessings that we have. If we start to sit down and count them out like we so often should, we're told to, there's no room for us to start finding glory in these things, in these earthly things, because all of these blessings that we've been given come from above. But we often start to try to give ourselves some of the credit. Right? And things are going so good that part of this must be because of me. Right? Isn't that how we sometimes feel? You know, I've been working hard. I've been, you know, doing these good things. Stuff was bound to go good for me sooner or later because I've just done such a good job. But no, we need to take a step back and realize that he that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, thus saith the Lord. Also, you don't have to turn there quickly, but it makes me think of Colossians 3. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not things on earth. Set your affections on things above, not things on earth. You know, in this fast-paced world, it's getting faster and faster. Information's being transferred immediately. Now, there is no wait. There tends to be no patience, especially in my generation and the younger generations. We want things now. It's hard to imagine that we had to wait 2 or 3 days to have a letter sent, right? When we can just email it, it's right there across the world. When we can Skype and see people face-to-face and speak face-to-face around the world. It's so hard for the younger generations to have this patience. And to realize that this life, this race, it's not a sprint. And that it's just a temporary thing here. and that we're to set our affections on things above. The perspective we're to have is one of eternal value, an eternal perspective, realizing that the life here is just a blip on the radar compared to all of eternity. And I know that's hard to, it's hard for me to fathom, it's hard for all of us to imagine eternity, and it's hard for all of us to imagine our years and our life in this whole scheme of eternity, which is difficult to do. But the amount that we can wrap our minds around it, and the amount that we can see that I'm living for a place beyond here, that my struggles, my trials, and my successes, and my gatherings, and the things that I can build up while in this life, both will be gone. Both will waste away. The trials and the tribulations, praise God, one day when we go to glory, there'll be no more. And also, the wealth, the riches, the glory that we get on this earth for things that we've done, it will also be gone one day, just the same. Eternal perspective is so important. I can't help but think about King Solomon and the time we spent studying about him on those Wednesday nights a while back. All the wisdom that he could have as a man, and a great, great kingdom, a great kingdom built up for himself, you know, the greatest of kingdoms. And he has all this wisdom, all this knowledge, all these riches around him. You know, God blessed him tremendously. Yet, he lost his identity. He lost his identity in God, and he started finding it in these women. Right? And he started to have all these women, had to have all these women. He started to worship the creature more than the Creator. And I know that for us, when we start to have some level of success, when things start to, you know, go well, when things start to become easy, that's when we tend to start worshiping and serving and glorying in the creature rather than the Creator. If you would, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Book of Romans, chapter 1. For time's sake, I'm just going to jump into the middle here. Paul talking to the church at Rome. I'm going to pick up in verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Talking to the church at Rome here, professing themselves to be wise, looking at themselves, they became as fools. And we know that fool, we can often reference, you know, the fool says in his heart he doesn't know God. Someone who is foolish is proclaiming the things of God to be less than they are. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools and changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image. They literally made these idols, the glory of God, into idols. And I know that we, so often, when we receive blessings, whether they be monetary, whether they be, you know, a talent that we've been given, whether it be a platform that we have, that thing that we've been blessed with, we start to give it the glory rather than the source of that blessing. The source of that blessing, the Creator, God, who has given us, bestowed upon us a blessing, something that we're unworthy of. and we'll take it and we'll twist it and we'll manipulate it until that thing has become the idol, where that thing is what we're glorifying rather than the source, rather than God who's given it to us when we didn't even deserve it. And then if it goes and it escalates, well, then we think that we're the source of this blessing. And not only are we only glorifying what we've been given, then we're glorifying ourselves. Glory, boastfulness, all in the earthly realm are the opposite of what we're called to be with meekness and humility. But it takes a lens, it takes a perspective, it takes renewing your mind and having a mindset and not letting your foot off the gas as a Christian to keep those things in their proper place. Brother Seth, one Wednesday when he was speaking, talked about all these things of man, the things that he wants for himself, the power, the success, you know, those pleasures that we're able to have. And those are all blessings from God, and we often think of those blessings because man has so twisted them as being bad things, power. What a blessing it would be to have someone in power, say the president, who was a Christian, who was renewing his mind, who knew that that power was given from above and kept his perspective, kept his eyes on the Lord. Well, that would be a blessing. That power would be a blessing, wouldn't it? Or someone who has power above you, your boss, or someone who works above you. That person realizing that their power is from above, that they've been put in that place by God to be a godly example. Well, wouldn't that power be a blessing? Wouldn't that be a blessing to be under somebody's power like that? And the success, what a blessing it would be when, you know, we think of successful people and we're like, oh, all the stereotypes, right? Success, they think highly of themselves, right? That's what happens. That's what our flesh wants to do. What a blessing it would be if everyone who had the success use it as a platform, who said, and we're able to say, this is what God has done through me. This is why I'm able to have this success, because I've been blessed to be in this position, because I've been blessed with these things. To God be all the glory. All of these things we take in our carnal nature and we twist them and we make them glorify ourselves when we're seeking the glory, because we start to get these blessings and things get easy. And we become the casual Christian who looks the same to everybody on the outside because we're measuring ourselves against people rather than measuring ourselves to the standard, which is Christ in perfection. Christ is the standard we're to measure ourselves to. That perfection. Just because we can make ourselves look good among the people that we sit around every Sunday, just because we can make ourselves look fine when we have the opportunity to say something or to post something where a lot of people see it, because we can say, I've been so blessed, when many people are able to see it. But when we do that, is it ever just empty words? Do we mean what we're saying when we say we've been blessed? Or is that the casual Christian coming out who knows the routine, who knows what to say, but our heart isn't in the right place? That's why we need to keep our minds renewed. That's why we need to stay in the Word. That's why we need to, when we glory, to glory in the Lord. That perspective, that glorying in the Lord, that setting our affections on the things above and not the things on earth, are what will bring God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Isaiah 43, that tells us what we were made. That's what we were made for. That's why we're here. We have been created to serve the Almighty Creator of the universe in every blessing that we have, in every good thing, and even in the trials and the bad things. All that we're here to do is glorify God. our Creator, our Savior, the one who has put us in the positions to receive these things, the one who has given us all the blessings in the world and in heaven when we're so undeserving. Quickly, if you would, turn to 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 5, I want to pick out verse 17. So we saw, you know, the answer to those things. The why do we struggle with our success? Why do we let off spiritually when things are good? We looked at Jeremiah. We looked at Colossians. Then we thought about examples of why, what our nature is, why this happens. And that ultimately it's because we want to glorify ourselves. It's because we want to make ourselves be okay and not give God all the glory and all the credit for the good that He's created in us. Because every good and perfect gift is from above. Yet so often we want to take the credit for these things. But the solution. Okay, so we saw that we had the question and we saw the answer. And then we saw the examples of why this happens. But how do we get there? How do we get to the solution? And it seemed very plain to me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It seems simple. It seems straightforward. It doesn't seem that complex. But why is it so difficult? Why do we so often struggle with it? Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him." Everything you do in word or deed, which is everything we do, giving thanks to the Lord Jesus. Are you thankful this morning that you've been blessed with what you've been blessed with? I am. So thankful this morning. It's so easy, as I said, when we receive blessings beyond what we've received before, like, wow, these blessings have surpassed the last blessings. I must be doing something right. That's what we think. And He does bless us for our obedience. And there is a reason to do the right things, but realize that taking the credit for the blessings, that taking credit for the good things happening, well, even our faith is a gift. Even our faith is a gift from God. By the grace of God, we're able to have faith. So how are we going to take any of the credit for living by faith to receive a blessing? So I want to encourage all of you that when these blessings come, when these successes come, I know many in here among us have been so fortunate and so blessed by the grace of God to have levels of success in different areas. When you have those platforms, when you have those successes, giving thanks always, you are made to glorify Him. You are created for His glory. And then, you know, I gave the analogy of letting off the accelerator because it's not an uphill battle anymore and we start to coast and it's so easy. But imagine if when it's not an uphill battle, what happens when you remain on that accelerator? You can go farther than you've ever been before. It'll continue to take you farther, and then maybe the next time when that valley comes and we know that there are going to be spiritual mountaintops and spiritual valleys. That's just how it is. That's how it's going to be. That's because we're imperfect. When those valleys come, maybe those valleys will be a little more shallow. Maybe those valleys won't be so deep. Maybe through the good times, remaining on that accelerator, pushing, continuing to renew our minds, continuing to give thanks unto the Lord in everything that we do, well, maybe next time that valley comes, we won't stoop so low. Maybe we won't become so down. Maybe our spiritual life won't become so dry. Always pressing towards the mark, as Paul said, knowing that we're not going to reach perfection until we are changed, till that day in glory. We'll never reach perfection here. We're made to glorify God. That's why we're created, to give Him all the praise and all the honor and all the thanks and all the glory and all the credit that He deserves. Well, can I give Him some praise and honor and glory this morning? I just wanted to, I tell you, it's a unique opportunity every time I'm able to stand before you, and it is this morning again. And I told you that these things were on my heart and these things had convicted me and that these things had really spoken to me, and I needed that humble and meek spirit, and that I needed to not coast when things got easy, but to continue to press towards the mark, to continue to grow, to continue to renew my mind and not let up. But I'm so thankful that He is touch me in that way. I'm so thankful that He chastens us when we go astray. You know, that He is able to, in our fallen state, when we go astray, that He can bring us back. So I wanted to give Him some glory and honor and praise this morning before I sat down and share with you all a tremendous blessing that I've had. If that's okay with y'all. You know, we so often just, like I said, begin to coast. We so often just take the blessings and we take them for granted when they've been around for a while. Right? We begin to not be so thankful for them as we were in the beginning. But I wanted to give Him praise and honor and glory this morning for what I've experienced recently. It's amazing the way that the Lord works things together. You know, I've been blessed to, He blessed me to get to my senior year of school. You know, that's a blessing in itself. That's something that's difficult to do, especially financially. And He continues to provide. And when I became in question, I start to become in question about tuition. I start to become in question about living expenses. He's always provided. And this year, I knew that I had a major expense that I wanted coming up, aside from those things. And I began to get worried. And I continued to work, but it wasn't coming. It wasn't happening. It wasn't accumulating. But the Lord provided. Praise God, and He does. For those things that are good, He does. And it takes faith. And He provided. And I want to give Him the praise and honor and glory for that. And the reason that I had this major expense coming up is because He had placed somebody in my life that was so precious to me. Somebody who was so special to me. I had been blessed to sit under preaching and under teaching and be raised up and guided in a way that taught me to know the right kind of mate that I was to look for. It taught me to know the right kind of woman that I was to be seeking. So thankful for you people here who have given me an example. So thankful for the teaching that I've been able to sit under. So thankful for the raising that I've had from my parents. To be able to see these things. And then I want to give Him all the praise and honor and glory that He was able to work something in my life. You know, I've told a few people, but I was up for this this internship in New Jersey a couple summers ago, and I was supposed to go away, and I was supposed to do that for 8 to 10 weeks and be gone all summer And I'd spoken to the guy who'd done it, and he said, it's a for sure thing, you know, just put the application in. I know you. It's going to happen. It's just up to you if you want to do it or not. So I had decided that I wanted to do that. That's something I wanted to pursue. I thought I was, you know, I was just like, okay, I think this is the right thing that I'm supposed to do. So I decided to do it. I put the application in. I decided that's where I'm going to spend my summer. And for some reason, it came back rejected. And I didn't know why, but I knew that there was a reason why, because that just, he told me that it was going to happen. And I said, okay, obviously this is not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to go away, and I don't know why. But praise God that through that teaching, through that raising up, through the blessings, I was able to recognize someone with the attributes, someone with the heart, someone with all the things that I had been taught to look for, and recognizing those things, the Lord blessed me to pursue that. And like I spoke on last time, you know, the ways that a man's supposed to pursue a woman, and the different roles that we have with each other, and the way things are supposed to work together between the man and the woman. And so thankfully, by the grace of God, those things were able to work together. And I was able to begin a relationship with someone that was godly, and someone who loved the Lord and loved people, and had a heart after the Lord and a heart of gold like I had never seen before in anybody else. And I just want to thank Him for that this morning and praise Him for that. And so to kind of jump ahead, He continues to bless us throughout the time together, even when we fall short, even when we go astray. He continues to provide. He continues to give us the resources. He continues to let us grow together. And as we seek Him, our paths begin to merge. Our paths begin to merge more and more to where we're walking together. And so, like I said, I knew that the time was coming, and I knew that my heart was where it needed to be. And I knew that everything was going in the right direction. That the Lord was, He had given me someone who could be my helpmeet, who could be my mate, who could be that everything that I needed, because it's not good for man to be alone. And so, like I said, He's provided, and He put me in a position to be able to get a ring. He put me in a position to be able to get the approval from a wonderful family, to get their blessings. He allowed me to get the approval from my family and those blessings. And He has provided us with the most amazing and blessed experience of an engagement that I could have imagined. And I'm so thankful that we have our friends and our family who have been there with us. So thankful for the teaching. So thankful for you all. So thankful for everything that has happened along the way to get us to where we are now. And by the grace of God and His grace alone will we continue, because that's the only way. Giving Him thanks, giving Him honor, giving Him glory and praise for every single aspect of what He provides. Because that's the only way, because we were made to glorify Him. This relationship that I'm in and continuing in was made to glorify Him. So I'm going to use it as an example. I'm not going to build it up and make it the idol. I'm not going to build myself up or her up for making it what it is. But know that everything that we do in word or indeed giving thanks and giving him all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. I just really felt like I needed to share that with you all, because everyone's so special to me here, and I know that you've seen things along the way, and I just, it's such a tremendous blessing, I can't help but share it. And that's all I'm here to do, is share with you all my passion for the Lord, my experiences, the things that he's revealed to me, my studies. All I want to do is proclaim his name to anybody who's able to listen. Here, out in my everyday walk in the community, wherever I'm blessed to have a platform. But I just want to challenge you all to, when those good times come, when those successes roll around, to keep pressing, to remain thankful, to keep that humble and meek spirit about you. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you here. So thankful for the opportunity to stand before you again. Like I said, it's a tremendous blessing to be able to share these things with you all. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your attention this morning.